I've got a quick question here from John in Warrington. He asks, what about aspartame? What is it and what does it turn into when it gets into the body?
Interesting question. Well, aspartame, the sweetener, works because it's about 200 times sweeter as a molecule than sugar is. But because it contains virtually no calories, compared with a large number of calories from sugar, you can use it to replace the sweetening things in food that would normally be sugar and therefore cut the number of calories in food. So that's how it can be used to help people lose weight. The worry is whether or not it gets metabolised or broken down in the body into something toxic. So if you look at the molecular structure of aspartame, it consists of two amino acids, one of which is called phenylalanine, perfectly healthy there, no problem with that. Another one called aspartic acid, again, very common, no problem there. The two are linked together, though, with a bridge molecule, which is a methyl group, a carbon atom attached to a couple of hydrogens, and that links the two together. But when this molecule goes into your digestive tract, the acid and other chemicals in that environment actually break apart the two amino acids, the phenylalanine and the aspartate, and they get absorbed and they get used in the body in the same way any other amino acid would. But the methyl group actually gets turned into a methanol. And methanol, the other name for it is wood alcohol. We all know that methanol can be harmful to health because when it goes into your body, in itself, methanol's not harmful, but it goes to the liver and the same enzymes that break down alcohol, ethanol, and turn it ultimately into ethanoic acid, vinegar, and it's just excreted, they turn methanol initially into formalin, which is formaldehyde, a fixative, the same stuff you use to embalm bodies, and then ultimately it gets oxidised to make formate or formic acid. This is the same stuff that ants squirt out of their back end, which makes you sting. That's not good because it's very toxic to mitochondria, the powerhouses in our cells. And mitochondria obviously supply energy to cells, and if nerve cells don't have enough energy, they can die. So if you have an intense ingestion of methanol, then the methanol can turn into formalin and fix your body internally, and also formic acid, which will deactivate your mitochondria, and that means nerve cells can die because they don't have enough energy. The amount of methanol you get from aspartame is very, very low, probably from a daily intake, probably less than a few milligrams, or probably 10 milligrams of methanol. So probably trivial, probably not going to harm you, but the jury's out, we just don't know, is really the answer. Well, on that happy note, we've actually run out of time. So thank you very much to our guests this week, Tamara Galloway, Karen Kidd and Martin Wagner, and also to our wonderful production team at The Naked Scientist, Ben Valsala, Mira Senthilingam, Dave Ansell, Tom Simpkins, and co-presenter this week, Diana O'Carroll. We're back next week with a Q&A show, so any science questions you'd like us to try and tackle for you, just send them in. So if you want to know how many organs you can donate and still remain alive, how long a camel can go without a drink, for instance, or whether you can cure hiccups by drinking from the wrong side of glass, all those kind of questions are fair game. Send them in, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.